Lo shaminim inada pligi b'kter v'kar. Such an obvious kasha. We don't understand. I have no teretz as of today, as of this moment, to this kasha. If you have a good teretz, you can tell it to me. The korban asan will pay, try to give a teretz, that's shvach ha-maisis. V'nir l'kayim d'v'irach, l'ochi kama, Rabbi Yochanan, the svile, the kvoshim, the shlokas, the remain, chayav chadas, im kein hach reis, the tani Rabbi Menashe, amad var Torah, in chayav al adricha, zesen vanovim, havi tiyuta. So that reisa is against Rabbi Yochanan. V'kocha tzarech loma, hodim mechay Rabbi Yochanan, kvoshim, the shlokas, la mishim sochet, ele mishim mefarek. Huh? Tainu hach! The same thing! Socha told her the dash mefarek. What are you talking about? He tries to make it better. Look what he says. Umefarek chay mishem memachekar. Unbelievable. Unreal. We already saw this in Torah Zayin Gimel and they shlugged it up from our Gemara. The whole carbon of sandal to me is impossible. I don't understand what he's talking about. The kids, he tells you, look at Torah. So that's out. This question, Abba said, does anyone in this room have a decent answer to this question against the Rach? Half decent. Quarter decent. By sight, by tomorrow, I have to learn an answer. Tomorrow's last year before Yom Kippur. I need it. The Rach! Kol Dvarav Divrei, not Kabbalah, as in the Kabbalah Center. Kol Dvarav Divrei Kabbalah, the Mesorah Midori Doris. How can we not know what? We lost the Mesorah in the Rach. I'm going to tell you something soon, which is going to give you a hint. Okay? But so far, I really need you to get me a good terrace. I still have your Shulchan Aruch, I just want to let you know. Okay, right. V'yod. Rabbi Yochanan lo ashkechon de polig behed ya Rabbi Shmuel ele v'kvoshim ashlokas. Ava beshka shal anovim lo ashkechon lay de polig umandam of the polig boy right? No machlokas. V'ho de kama b'do ha de schidas zesim anovim bein l'kder bein l'kar l'mei mei v'nu tzorach am Rabbi Yochanan shasokit kvoshim ashlokas mei mei v'kvoshim zesim anovim uv'chayev chatas. No! Gamzu and Araya. Shasokhin and Ovim Latocha Kadeira, Shesh for Ochel. Avapisha Tokhle May Mayan. Kaven Shu Sokhle Latocha Ochel. Eno Kisokhit Mashkinaka Mefarer Ochel Latoch Ochelusha Mutter. Benishalel. Umandama Besokhit Kvashim Shlokas. The May Mayan Shu Chayav. Lo Omer Ella Besokhit Kvashim Shlokas. Besokha Kaara. Kisokhit Zaysim and Ovim Latocha Kaara. Avatocha Kadeira Elu Ve Elu Mutarin. So I'm on to Davi Roshon, Eilu Veilu Mutarim, Sheochel Heim Velo Mashke, Ulol Malach Rabbi Shmuel, and Yitzsochet Adam Eshkel Shon Adam Latoch HaKadera, Rebbeinu Shalom, Rabbi Yochanan Lo Arab Eshkel Klal. He's so right. But not the final kash. This is the biggest kash. The Omer Nami, Shafilu Linak B'Piv Min Abaheima B'Yom Tev Osir, V'Kol Shkin Lachlov. What? What are you saying? Rach, say it ain't so. Lav hachinu, completely wrong. Why? Shayonek min abehema kisochet mashkehu v'acholu l'socha kedera kimefara ochalu ulefichoch muter. What in the world is he talking about? The kid said the whole rach is all one big puzzle. I want to answer the last kash. And maybe by answering the last kasha, it'll maybe give us a clue for you guys to go further to tomorrow and tell me and answer the first kashas, which I have no answer to. The third question? All the questions. The Rach keeps saying that we reject the heter of the Socha Kedera. He has absolutely no proof whatsoever. No proof whatsoever. All the riots that he brought are from cases which can easily be explained with Socha Kedera. Every last one. Everyone, every single Gemara. The riff is right. So I want to say something now, it's going to be a Chiddush Gadol to you, and maybe it's going to help us to stop. I'll give you a piss from Peh into the Rach, and I need you to carry the ball. I'm telling you in advance. I'm counting on someone in this room to take the next step. Yes?
The Rach rejects just by Shabbos or by Yantav as well?
Well, come to Yantav. Very good question. Come to Yantav. The Pashtus is he rejects it completely, but we'll see soon. For Rabosai, the last kasha. Obviously, someone who's a person who's sick and he has tzar and he's going over to a cow. Rabbi say, is any person who can visualize himself going to a cow and going and taking the milk out of the udder of it, because anyone can even imagine doing such a thing. You can't.
I've read books in which it describe like children
right.
liking to shoot into the cow. They put their mouth on the udder. They shot it straight into their mouth.
Shot, okay, but still, but that's going, it's a little bit gross, as we say today. Okay, slow. Rabbis, I have a terrace to the last kash on the rach, which is based on the Tosfos. But the Tosfos, I did not ask you, the secret of the Tosfos is yay long, and we have tried to cut the Ramakomas down a little bit, I left out a Ramban, which I have to put in, but the Tosfos is so long. The U is the Tosfos, the start of a bomb on Kuf Mem Dal and Amad Aleph. It's humongous. And we're going to read one line. Had this huge Tosfos low. One line. How can the Rach say that there's no heter of the Toch HaKadeiri? Maybe even on Yontif, no heter. That sounds like you're saying. And basically, Gemara Yevamos, the Gemara Yevamos is a mashke. The whole part of the Toch HaKadeiri is considered to be an ocha. That's the kash. Mashke was always ocha. You can't make a raya for carried from any of the Gemaras in Shabbos. Or for the Gemara Yevamos, they're not the Toch HaKadeira. It's clawed out of it. It's going into the guy's mouth. The first thing from a Kadeira. Going to a person's mouth. I have a terence, this gosh. And this terence may break the ice. Maybe. I mean, again, I'm relying on a Baisai. I need you. And someone here has to come up with a system based on I'm giving you the Pisman Pair, I told you. I'm giving you the beginning. The Talmidim, someone's going to pick up the rest. Look at this line of Tosfos. Listen carefully. We're going to start the beginning of the Tosfos. Talk about the Ksukhrisus Yud Gimel, babies nursing from their mother, etc., etc., etc. Fourth line. The Afal Gav the Cholav Isha Mashkehu, the Ein Sarach Heksher, Mashmalei. Demash ubepit hatinok, shatinok yolek, choshiv ka'ochel, v'tzarech hechsher. You hear what's going on? This milk that the baby nurses from his mother is considered a food, not a drink. V'tzarech hechsher requires hechsher to make it mekabel tumah. Why? Here's the key line. Just the next five words. Lefi shezehu ma'acholo shel tino. Stop. These five words, I believe, are the key to the whole sugya. What's he saying over here? What's the lumdus, Rabbi Osai, in Mashka Bola Tochocha Ka'ocha? I asked you, the physicist who divides all matter, I think, he told me the fourth one now, solid, liquid, and gas. I'm not nervous, he's new. I took physics at, 45 years ago I took physics in this yeshiva. And they told me only three. I'm not his newfangled physics. I'm still a classicist. Yeah.
Well, a baby, since its main food, I guess, is its mother's milk, it's considered ocha, and it's not considered a liquid to it. That's the only thing it eats.
Exactly. The physicist talks about solid, liquid, and gas. The halachist will say, mashka, vola, toch, ochel, ka, ochel, dummy. So the physicist will call it liquid, and the halachist will call it solid. That seems to be a chiddush. It's on the way down, it's about to land into the Yochum. Kach goes with Torah. So didn't the rice then? No, get to Tumah. It applies to Shabbos as well. Rabosai, listen carefully, please. A mashke is something which is used, this is an expression I once heard from Rabbi Shechter Shlita, as a beverage. What's his word? A beverage. What's a beverage? Coca-Cola. It's a beverage. You eat meat and drink Coke. What's a good American? What does a good American do? He has Franks or pizza, whatever he has, and drinks Coke. No, is that what a good American does? Right? Emmis? Yeah, he has some salad. He drinks Coke. So Coke is a beverage, and the Franks and the pizza, that's the food. I'm just getting a mushroom beyond, like whatever. I hope you eat more healthy than that. But whatever you have, so this just now I had lunch. What did I have? I had Pas Yisroel, my wife's home-baked challah, my wife's home-baked cake, and I drank water. It's healthier than Coke. So it was even filtered, it said there, so okay. It said the fairish, filtered. So, right, yeah, okay. Especially yogurt on Shabbos, for two reasons. The answer at the motor. They have to filter too. Two shilas. Anyway, so the food was the pas Yisrael, and the water was the beverage. But a baby that's nursing exclusively, that's all. Not the pshat that the baby has, you know, some applesauce, and then, you know, it's for the beverage, you give him the mother's milk. That may be a later stage. But the babies in those days, and even today in the initial stages, what's the lashon tosis? Zeh macholo shel tinok means kol macholo shel tinok. That's his food. This doesn't quench his thirst. This gives him sustenance. This gives him nourishment. Rabosai, I believe that's pshat in the rach. The rach equates the baby's nursing, not the baby's. You would say, next stage, step number two. B'makom tzar lo gozer rabbonim. You don't have shas yet. It might be a problem. We need a shas. We go there. Take my old rule. Read me my shas. I looked it up in Yevamos Kuf Yudal and Aleph. B'makom tzar lo gozer rabbonim. Says Rashi, Rav. He's hungry, not thirsty. He's hungry. So a guy who's hungry and he's going to the cow, not to quench his thirst. That he has water there. He's by a river. Most farms have rivers near there. That's not a problem. He has no solids, no nourishment. That's a tzar. So therefore, when this guy goes over to the cow, that's considered to be halachically a solid. Osai, if that's the case, we hit pay dirt. This is a raya to the raf, the raf's raya, that we deny the kula of mashka bolatov ohoka ohoka. Sure, it's a very nice kula. In Hichas Tumah it works. Who said it works in Shabbos? Yes, some Amorim said it works in Shabbos. We don't accept it. Halacha l'mayis based on Yevam Yevamis. Again, let's go now back to the Rosh one more time and see that Raya. I think you'll see what I'm driving at. One more time. He quotes Yevamis Kuf Yudal Emanal. Abishol Omer. No, I'm going to you know she yonkan mepeimet Torah beyomtiv. I sakanta tzar, the whole story. Or it says, no, this tzar, it's mefarek kalachayad, Shabbos is a skill of gozer abonon, yonit is a lav of gozer abonon. What do you see? It's osir on Shabbos, it's osir on yontif, a lower level iser. Lo gozer abonon, bemokam tzar, kalachayad. Finished. Why? What's the problem? It's the equivalent, Rabbi Osai, of mashka bolatoch ochel ka'ochel. It's halachalik should be considered to be an ochel because it's meant for to stay your hunger, not quench your thirst. The Torah says, halacha lemaisa, Torah umada. We go with physics. And in physics, it's considered to be a liquid. Hakmanisht with mashka bolatoch ochel ka'ochel, which is a hatum of a tara concept, will not help us out of Nichol Shabbos. That's my pshat merach. I think it's not bad. Huh? What did you say?
Just starting with the MRI.
What do you mean by that?
It doesn't the Gemara.
So the Rach comes and says, it's a machlokes. Rach has to be a machlokes. They said, we don't pass the Rav and Shmuel. He said, beferish. Now, what remains to be seen, I think I gave you a good head start. Remains to be seen is how you take care of the Gemara's and Shabbos. I gave you a pischel and peh. Pischeli pesach ke pischel shel machat. That's what Talmudim is going to work on today and tomorrow. I'll work on it myself too. But that I think is a breakthrough.
Where is this
Rach? It's printed in the Star of the Gemara. It's there. Rach is printed in the Star of the Gemara. It's right there. It's right in front of you. Kufa Meim and Al. It's right there. Yes?
Can you just explain how we're going to
learn
the Gemara again in Yevamos
one more time? Yevamos, sure. The Gemara in Yevamos says that there's a prohibition against a person who's sick going over to a cow on Shabbos, even though it's a kalachayad, then he's a skila de asidim. On Yontif, it should also be asr, but kalachayad, it's muta b'makom tzar. What do you see? There's an isr to go to a cow and to take the milk out of the cow. Therefore, you see, from here, says the Rach, we don't paskin mashka bolatoch ocha ocha dami. Frankly, Riff, you've lost your marbles. What do you have? It's not a toch ocha, it's going into your mouth. We saw the Riff's kasha. Dibre Kabbalah. Yes, Madonna, the type shot. The Kabbalah Center. What's he talking about? It's Pile Ployim. It doesn't make any sense. So I gave you, I think, a decent teretz. Based on the teretz that said Beferish on Kufem Dalin, that that a baby that's only eating the I'm using the word eating. Baby that's eating the milk. I'm not using the word drinking. It's nursing, eating the milk for purposes of starvation. It doesn't want to die from the, not because of quench of thirst. It's going to die of malnutrition, chalil otherwise. So therefore, that's considered to be a food al pi halacha. But if that's the case, in the case of Yevamos Kuf Yud, should also be a food al pi halacha. The person's starving. He's not quite going to die of starvation, but he's very, very, very hungry. There's water in the river, I'm assuming. He's very, very hungry. It's called Makom Tzai. Look, that's the Farish and Rashi there. That Tzai means Ra'av. I don't have the Gemara Yevamos, but you look it up in Rashi and Kuf Yud Aleph Aleph. You see it. Ne'ela comes out that it should have a status of an ochel, yet the Gemara said it's aser. So you see, we don't follow halacha, we don't follow Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara in the Shabbos, rather we follow the physicist, and therefore it's aser there, everything's aser, we deny the whole head of both ochel. That's my pshat in Yevamos. I don't have yet pshat in all the Gemara's in Shabbos, yet. But one of us will figure it out. One of us means everybody here, or me, will have the schus, I hope, by tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Now the terrace is kind. It's a big cat. I started you off. I think it's a good start. Yes, I'm going to have a hand up. No? Good. Let's go on. Now, I have to tell you, Rabosai, that there is a very important source that I didn't put on the Makoros. I'm sorry. But before seeing that source, I want to show you a Tosis on the Kuf Mem Dal Amez, which is on the Makaros. Kuf Mem Dal Amez. Says the last Tosis. Chol of Adam Eiz V'chule. Nir the Rabbeinu Tam. That's our Gerus Rabbeinu Tam. What does Mem say? Some say it should be what? Rach. Others say no. It's Rabbeinu Tam. It's Machlek. It's what the proper Gerus is. The Hainu Davka B'yomtuf. The Chazya Behema L'achila. Havikma uchla de ifras, an expression which is found in Beit Dav Gimel and Aleph. You also look in Chul Yadal in our context. Avo b'Shabbes, what? Dilo chazel l'shchita, kimo dosh chashiva, shabehem ikipsoles uchshacholev havikinotel ochem etoch psoles. Whoa. Ochel mitoch psolos reminds of something else. What's that? Boris. Look on the side. Samach. Look at the Marashach Hasam Sofa. And someone was Magia. Borer. Oh, you can't do that. If your name is Shabbos Shalmi. I'm sure Shabbos Shalmi is. But even if your name is, you can't do that. You're going to change the text in Tosfos. What do you think? You can't do this. It's very important. I'll tell you why. Very, very important. Rabbi, the source that I did not give you is the Mordechai. I'm sorry, I asked Mechila for you on this one. Look in the Mordechai Simen Tov Lamed Zayin. And I left that around Ramban and Mordechai. I apologize for both of them. Tov Lamed Zayin in our print. Fancy Mordechai's anyway, is on page Lamed Aleph. In the old print, it's Perek Chavis. The first piece in Perek Chavis. What page? Chavis. Thank you. Okay? So listen to what it says over here. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's basically the same as Tosis, more or less. The second part. Kosev v'sefer mitzvahs. Harav Rav Yosef Porat, Ben Paras Yosef. Mati lakakas boser. What does boser mean? What kind of grapes?
Unripe.
Vlodoch shumin biyanta v'lischot mashkin mi biboser l'socha shumin anidochim. Tavi mashka v'lo ochel kischitas eshko l'kdeirun. Great. Why not? V'lohod lor benetam. T'davka nokat eshko shal anovim. Sh'anovim ruhuyim l'achilo. Aval boser ain ro lachila ki also sheochlo botla daito v'havi kemo. Here's the key word borer borer ochel mitoch psoles. So it could be the Shabbos Shomi was magia in Tosis borer based on the Mordechai. Can't blame him. The Mordechai says, "Havi kemo borer ochel mitoch psolus." Kemo. Keep the word kemo in mind. It's always an important word, kemo. Kemo is a very, very important word. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. Simen Shin Chof, Sif Hei. Sif Hei. I have to apologize. This is also left off the Ma'am Makos by some quirk. If you have a Mishnah Brewer, we'll look there. I think it's Sif Hei. You can add all these things to your official Ma'am Makos. Mordechai Talaz. Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei, same thing. Yesh mi she'omed hu hadin leboser shemuta lesochta letocha ochel. Who's that? Yud Turubashi Rabbi Yosef. Right, Rabbi Yosef, sorry, Yosef Horas. Rabbi Natam Oser Beboser. Oh, that's a rhyme. Oser Beboser. Easy to remember. Oser Beboser. Okay? Why? Ramah, Pol Vein Aroy Lechel. Tur. Yeah, we saw that in the Mordechai already. Great. And therefore what? Says the Mishnah Berurah Chof, Dahainu, Mishum Zehavi Kiborer Ochel Mitoch Psolus. He quotes this from the Mordechai. Nu, Ki Osem Bnei Adam Shochem Osem Baltais Adam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vim Rotze Lechol La'alter, Oso Dovash Soche Letoch HaBoser, Mutter, Kili El B'Simen Shnu Testin Yiborer. The mutter be'ochem mitoch psolus and letzorach osa suda. Tavishim schit alekakan kevin shebo letocha ochel. Ken kosvo la Shabbos v'ataz. Look at this. Dosh does not apply because mashka tochach ochel. Bor doesn't apply. It sure applies. It's ochem mitoch psolus biyad li'alter. What could be bad? So writes the Taz. It's true. Taz says so. V'amogon avroam hisigal zeh. Catch it. I want you to jump all at once at a certain place. At one place. At once. You should all jump up out of your seats. I'm going to try to read it without giving away what the point is. It's going to be hard for me. Daha de mutter sham mishum de ein she'ein derech breira ve'ochel mitoch psolis. Mash eiken bazeh de derech breira sohu de yevsha ben yanacher. You guys all glued to your seats. What are you guys? Are you in a daze? What phrase should I be jumping out? Arada, the Yevsha Ben Yanacher. That's a reason to be what? To be what? But no, I'm saying we had the Yevsha Ben Yanacher back in the Shulchan Aruch test. It's a reason to go which direction? To be Makil. What's he using it to do? What? To be Mach. When I saw him, I jumped out of my seat. I don't know if I did it literally. But, what? And by the way, the Magen Avraham does not have this line. I looked it up. To have the Magen Avraham here, he doesn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah said it. It's in the wrong direction. The Magen Avraham is the one that I asked you to see. No, which one is this? Let's see if it's the right one. No. It's Magen Avraham, excuse me, Sifkaton Zion. Where he says, one second. It's like this. Lineret Osir. To Otum Yishari Lassus Malach Lechol Yalter? Can't. Elatam, Bebora Biyod Lechol Yalter, Lo Mikri Brera, Tavi Derech Achila. Stop. Stop. That's what he says. Stop. Then he quotes a Ran. We saw this Ran before. Tama de osu lach chalivas eiz mishum boro ochem mitom psoles. Otu ye mutu ge lechol v'alter. Elevale ked amor v'dova poshut. He never used those words, the Yevsha Ben Yanacher. Those words we had, you know when we had it? By peeling vegetables. Remember that? I told the ochel, Yevsha Ben Yanacher. Right? Who remembers that? Take a look at Shin Chaf Aleph, the end. Rabbi, let's turn a few pages in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shin Chaf Aleph. We saw it over here in the Sharatzi and Tzadi tests. Why you're allowed to take to peel certain things. What? Which way do those four words, those five words go? Four words. The Yeshua Minah, are they chula, akula, l'chumra? Let me give you my answer, Rav Osai. Give you my answer. It all depends, Rav Osai. Over here, what's considered to be derech achila, even though it's psalms mitoch ochel, we say it's mutter. Had there been two ways to do it, one more boro-like, one more ochel-like, we would have asked one and be matter the other. There's only one way to do it. Derech achila, it's mutter. And the Mogen Rav has exactly the same for the reverse. Had there been two ways to do it, one more boro-like, one more ochel-like, we would have been asked the boro-like, and matar the ochel-like. But there's only one way to do it, and the Mogen Rav considers that to be derech breira. So therefore, we're going to have to ask him it completely. Had there been another way, so then we possibly could have been matter the more ochel type process. It's only one way to do it, and it's boro-like. We have to ask him it completely. That's pshat in that particular phrase. I'm just giving you my pshat to answer the question, which should have you all jumping out of your seats. Fine. Rabbi Sai, listen very carefully. Fine. This whole shita, which is also the Nishmas Adam and Sifkot and Gimel, quotes the Marivosh, his Borer, Ochimatov Psoles. So the question becomes, why does it, if it's Ochimatov Psoles and the Magen Avraham gave his teretz, Derech Brera Bekach. He had a different teretz in the Rivosh. You know what his teretz was? How could you guess? This is Nishmas Adam Gimel. It's Psoles Meruba Al HaOchel. The whole animal is called psolos, and the cow is called ochel. So what? Turn to Tosfos enough. Ayin dalet amad aleph. If we never paid much mind, we never got around to it. This is what the Rivosh says. Believe it or not. Turn to Tosfos and ayin dalet amad aleph. For both sides. Tosfos says borer v'ochel ochel mitoch psolos mashma. The ochel mitoch psolas ain't derech brera b'kach, right? The kosher, the bereish perek tola nafkuf lamadches arminon madarko shel borer. What's the normal way of a borer? Borer ochel mitoch psolas. Ridiculous. Stira. V'yesh lomar the hosan b'psolas meruba al ochel havi ochel mitoch psolas derech brera. Whoa, a churma nifla. According to this Tosfos, if it's psolas meruba, ochel mitoch psolas is also mishum borer. Did we see this in Shulchan Aruch anywhere? We already finished borer officially. Did you see this anywhere in the Mechaber Shin Yud Tes? Yes or no? No. First bialach in the simon. The very first one. Shin Yud Tes Yivalf says the halakha of bialach in the last few lines. V'hinei. Midlohetik ha-mechaber shitas ha-tosis the svirlehu the ochel men ha-psoles u-dakik sh-ochel meruba la-psoles ha ha-psoles meruba derech liver ochel v'chlal b'rehu mashmadlo svirleke the mechaber rejects tosis. So the Rivosh explains him in a time based on tosis. The mechaber rejects it. V'chein mashma le-kamon sivdalad v'hago. What? What do you see this in sivdalad v'hago? So Dalva Gaon says the Mechaber said a borer psolos mitoch ochel afilu yachas chay ramoch vafilu ha ochel meruba v'yesh yoser torach bebreiras ha ochel afilu hachi lo yiver psolos afilu kelechol yalta. So what do you see? Even though the ochel is meruba, what's called borer? What's the prohibited act of borer? Psolos mitoch ochel, implying what is the permissible act of borer? Ochel mitoch psolos, even though the psolos is meruba. He wants to say that the Ramah passes against Tosfos. Adkan, all this is in Nishmas Adam. Very, very nice. Says in Nishmas Adam, you have to quote this at length, it's all washed up. The B'mchilas Kfo, the Rivosh, he's starting up with. The Rivosh. He's not a small person, and we don't start up with him, because he calls us names sometimes. Rivosh about coming the hair and shops. All kinds of names, right? But he's telling that he's wrong. Look at Tosfos, he says. Record the Rabbeinu Tam, it's also Mishum Dosh. Not Mishum Borer. You don't have the Shabbos Shomi change the text. Can't change text like that. And even we saw it's Kiborer. Didn't say bor. We saw kibor. My Rebbe was always big into these things, mostly the Rambam, but even other Rishon. Kibor, kibor, didn't say the word bor. It's really dosh. And the truth is, the proof is the Ramban. Here again, I apologize. I didn't ask you to see the Milchamas. Let's open to the Milchamas in the back. Everybody open to the Milchamas. We're engaged in a battle, a war. The Milchamas Hashem. In my print, in the beautiful new Rambans, it is on page Kuf Samaches. We were here before. We read the Ran in the staff a while ago. Here's the Ramban. Cost of a Sefer Amor. He's always bashing the Baal Amor. That's his job. To defend the roof against the Baal Amor. Adam Rav Chista Midivir Rabbeinu Nilma Dechol of Adam Tocha Kedeirun. Avalo Tocha Kara. Anu Ki Baal Ni Perush Afila B'Shabbos. Shalo Kedivir Yerifzal. Shapirish B'Yomtuf. Ukfer Ach Ne Binyin Hazem B'Tchila M'Set L'Yad B'Jit Beitz. Omer HaKosef. Ukfer Ra'inu Arichas Devar Rav Sham. We already saw his Arichas and Beitz. I'm not impressed. Vagaonim lo mitam muksa yoduba, elimitam isum alocha atma, te bishabas eshkol shalanovim, kevin shu yochol lechol eshkol, mutu le sokto le tocha kadeir. Lo havi mefarek told the dash, ala kemefarer ochel biyamu. Ala cholev, nehi namid lav mashkehu, amai mutter, I mefarek ochelhu, te me kora lav uchla, vahashta uchla. V'chol heichat demei korol lo chazi agav avua v'yu mefarak le mefarak gomahu v'hi told her the dosh v'disha adraba v'ochlenu. We saw about it yesterday mamash, yesterday. What did Effie say? Effie said right b'chavet at Ramban that if you split food from food, it's no problem, but if one of them is inedible, it's a major problem. It's called mefarak told her the dosh, the animal is not edible. Aval if you pirish Rabbeinu Alfas, if Rabbeinu Chananel Zal, to the Kamina Labi Yomtiv, Kevon the Ochel Hu, because you can shecht it and eat it, call it Tikuni Ochel Bi Yomtiv Shari, whole why? V'iev shall asol samer of Yomtiv, Rabosai. The general principle of Rishonim is Ochel, Rabos, a pasuk and chumash. Achash Yochel Lechon Nefesh, no finish a pasuk. Hu Levado, Ve'osa Lechem. Got no chumash, Rabosai. Ochel Nefesh, Mutu Bi Yomtiv. Right, you can cook on Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur, exception. You cook on Rosh Hashanah, you can cook on Sukkot, right? Ochel Nefesh, it's Mutter. If it's Efshim Yom Yom, it's also probably with the Rabbanan, probably. Okay, fine. Right. So, he goes as far as to say, the whole will be, yeah, came in the Ochel who called it to Kuyot, the Shari Hall, the Efshim, the Yom Yom, the Afal, Pish, and Disha, the Alma, Muteris, the Yom Yom. You can't just stamp a thresh wheat on Yantif. Because you could have done it before Yantif. Bezu v'tiru. Kemo shi tiru l'shamer b'tluya b'yantif kuf lam azayim b'beis. She told her the borer of the merake. V'yaf al pishe in atzman asuras b'yantif. Zos omeris. Shemeleches yom atzmohi. Vein osin osin b'erev. It's a kind of a thing that's usually done right at the last minute. V'haynami. Chole mayor of Yontif lemocher machmitz. They don't have refrigerators, Rabosai. You take out the milk, it's going to get spoiled. Finished kakla legamre. Finished. So that's why it should be mut. Nu. Uvesocha ka'ara asr. Why? Why is it asr misocha ka'ara on Yontif? It's still, there's no isa malacha. Milking a cow on Yontif, you have no choice. You couldn't do it on Yontif, it would have gotten spoiled. He gives two side reasons why it's asr. To make ka'ara lav mashke. V'hashta mashke, v'havale kezaisim v'anovim shiyotzim and mashkin shasurin mishum nolad, k'demucha b'perek b'kol b'shoch t'chul yudal v'beis. Reason number one, it's nolad, change of state. Ukzei v'nam mishem yislo, k'diyitma b'perek apereis shidolad daf gimel, and it's low plug. Even though you can't, it'll be over when it comes to milking a cow. Low plug, or mashkin shazavu are also mishum nolad, and or because of shema. Yisro, Rabos. Everyone so far with me? So what do you see, Klar? It's not an Easter of Borer. It's an Easter of Dosh. Clearly an Easter of Dosh, Rabos. Therefore, I believe that the Renishmas Adam is correct. Kimo Borer, Kim Borer, it's not Borer. I'm a Chayot fan here. I quibbled him a little bit yesterday. Here, I'm a big fan of Chayot. I think he's completely right. If you have a chance, Renishmas Adam, Sifkaten, Gimel. Let's go further. Uvetshuvas Rabbeinu Lagodol Zal Kolosh Nazem Batzinu Bo. This is Tshuvas Harif. Okay. This is not Shabbos. No. Ude Ka'amr. Someone asked the Rif. Lo Batzinu Cholev Shum Meavas Malachas Lo Menatolus. You forgot a Gemara Beferish. That's Tzadi Hey. Tana Rabbanan HaCholev Megabin is his Aser. Finished. Umayi Namid Abashol. Who's Abashol? What do we have Abishol a few minutes ago? Where do we have? What Masechta? Yevamis. He's talking about the one who's Bitsah, going to the cow and drinking straight from the udder. Shaminon. The chol of Chaimish and Mepharik. Daminon and Yonik Mepharik Lachayadu. Ha chol of Biyodo, with your hands, not with your mouth. Mepharik Gamu. Umitov Shemalechas Ochel Nefesh Biyontiv Bidvorm Shi'i Efshlas Hosemer Biyontiv. Shari, cholev nami besocha ochel shari. V'yafal gav de malachi, rabosai. It's mutter anyway. Cholev besocha ka'ara. The meleches mashkini. Those words are important. The meleches mashkini. Lo hutra b'yomtev. Elu divi rabbeinu agadol zal shakosu b'tshuvoso. Wow. How do you learn, before going any further, how do you understand those last words? The meleches mashkenhi. Rabbi Olsen, how do you translate those words for me? The chol is the meleches mashkenhi lohutra biyot. What's the answer? An answer of what? A one word answer. An answer of what? Fine. I want even a more general. An answer of what? I'm looking for a more general category. Even more general than that. Malacha. Got it right. Isa malacha, right? That's what he's saying. Again, v'yafa gav de malacha hui v'chol v'tzoch hakar de malachas mashkeni. Again, so if it's halachically considered to be food, so then it's mutter on yantif. But if it's halachically considered to be mashke, right, v'tzoch hakar, so malachas mashkeni lo hutra b'yantif. I thought it's a malacha. That's how I read it. Wait, sir. Correct, absolutely correct.
My instinct was that what he meant right there was malachas avoda. It's not.
If you want to be my gear, if your name is the Vilna Gaon, you can take your pen and cross it out and put your own words. Since my name is not the Vilna Gaon, I can't. But I agree with you. I agree with you completely. When he says malachas mashkeni, it means it's malachas avoda. I agree with you. I just don't want to change the ink to take my pen out. But what you and I are both against the next line of the Ramban. That's the problem. The both of us. Look at what the Ramban say now. Eilu divrei Rabbeinu Agadol shekotzu b'tshuvos. Uzeh haloshon. Masha omu sham b'perek cheresh. B'yone kasova mefarek lachayadu. Shabbos isoskilu l'gozu b'rabonon. Yontav de isolav l'gozu b'rabonon. Lo shachole b'yontav l'tzorach ochol nefesh isolavu. Ela shamalacha bi'atzah b'yomtav isolav. Uveshabes iser kores, v'zadas lagonim bedikduk. He said it's not an iser of malacha proper; it's an iser of either nolad or shema yisrod. And I don't seem to agree. I think the tshuvas arif, the way I read it, takes it literally, and that's how Tosfos says in Masechet Yevamos. Not that it's an iser lav in general terms on yontif. No, this is iser lav. You look it up in Tosfos if you will. In Yevamos have kuf yud dalid omer aleph. Dibra Hamaschil, I wrote it down. Lo, quote. No. Dibra Hamaschil, another one. Sorry. Oh, come on. I thought I wrote it down. Somewhere. The Tosfos, you'll see it. You'll see it. Oh, I've got that. I don't have the Marvel myself yet. I'm sorry, I just don't have one. Oh, Tosfos Dibra Hamaschil, Shabbos. No. Tos and Shabbos is that Tsar means Rav, but I told you before. I mentioned Rashi, I mixed it up. Rashi is the one who says, Dibra Maschil, I don't know, is an Issa Lav when it comes to Cholev. It's an Issa Lav. Not like the Ramban, it's Issa Lav in general. So Rashi is against the Ramban. I think the Rav is like Rashi, if you ask me. In any event, Rabbosai, So far, we analyzed the Ramban. I believe that the Tosus and the Mordechai also mean the same as the Ramban. It's an Isra of Dosh, not an Isra of Bor. Yes. True, not Pashut. The Ramban says it. I'm not saying it's Pashut. I didn't say it's Pashut. Okay, Rabos. I did see a Vort in the Nishmas Adam, which I think which appealed to me, in Sifkot and Beis towards the end, writes as follows. That when the Rach says, listen very carefully, that he thinks that Tutim Vanovim are also Chayim Medoraisa, that's how he learns Pshat in the Rach. Kavachomer Mikvashim Ushlokos, which was like Rav Yochanan's Doraisa, and these are his words. Klomar, the Yoser Omdim Lemashkim. He pins it, Rabosi, on the Chefza. On the Chefza. The more of the Cheftzes of what? Of what? Of Kvashim, excuse me, of Tutim Vanovim are meant for juice, then are the liquids that are squeezed out of the pickles used for that liquid. Then he says, but the Mechaber who quotes the Rach, Rabos Evan opened up to Shulchan Aruch and Yom Mishnah Berurah, Siv Zayin, Shin Chav Siv Zayin, he quotes the Rach on a couple of things. He's on the Marmakos, Shin Chav Zayin. Lischol Kvashim Ushlokos in the Gufam Shein Atzorach L'mayim Ein Atzochten El L'takna L'achila Afil B'sochet B'soch HaKa'ora Shein Bo Ochel Mutter Shem Tzolch L'mayim Mutter Lischol Tzolch K'deira Sheish Bo Ochel Avol Im Ein Bo Ochel Osu. Fine. Osu means Pizum means the Rabbana. Fine. Ul Rabbeinu Chananel says the Mechaber Kol shoot soch and a man chayav chadas. That's number one. Great, that's a machlokas on psak alocha. Rabbi Yochanan gets Rav and Shmuel. That I can handle. Then he says, Afilu sochat l'kdeira sheyesh ba ochel. Udvara va soch and eshkel l'kdeira. Now me also, Rabad. That's the Rach sheet. So he quotes the Rach over here. Question. Why didn't he quote the Rach in Sif Aleph? What did he say in Sif Aleph? In Sif Aleph, he said, look carefully back at Sif Aleph. The Falvet says, "Ushar kol haperus mutol lesochta." Why is that true according to the Rach? So the Mechaber who quotes the Rach in Zion didn't quote him in Aleph. Apparently, understands that even the Rach will be murder when it comes to shar peris. It's mutter. Why? Because those liquids of shar peris are not considered to be liquids. That's how the Mechaber learned. It says the Mishnah in two words: "Ve'eino muchrach." You know why it's eino muchrach? Once the Rach is a physicist, not a halachist. Ooh. Once he's a physicist, not a halachist. And he says, Mashke v'lotah ochel, which is normally not an ochel, an halacha. It's considered an ochel in Hilchos Shabbos, maybe also with Daraisa. So too, Shar Peiris, even though most people don't use it for the drink, we should say it's considered to be halacha to be an ochel. Don't confuse me with halacha. The physicist says it's a mashke, it's a mashke. That's what the Rach, the Chayyim would like to say, according to the Rach, you know, concedes. The Rav Yosef Karo seems to be against him. You with me so far? Good. This is a very, very important analysis of just the fundamentals. We're just going fundamental so far. We now come to the classical Magen Avraham that you all have in front of you on your source sheets. Whoever didn't take a source sheet, take one. Sif Cotton Test. You didn't have one yet? Please feel free. Contest here? Uh-oh, I think I forgot to tell you about it. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not here. I apologize. It was supposed to be here. I guess there was no room. Okay, whatever. It got left out. I apologize. But maybe you can see a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah, okay? I feel very bad. Okay. The Magen test goes on the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Zayin. Lis, it's very short. Lischot kvashim ushlokos im legufam shenotzorok. We just read it before the Mechaber. Fine. On that Mechaber of Siv Zayin, listen very carefully, the Magen Avraham makes the following rather brief comment. Rather brief comment. He says, the keva and the ain't tzorok lemei mehen lo havele mefare klal. Okay, that's if you want it for what? Le gufa. No problem. Velo dami le zesim vanovim. The rov ha olam socht in osam le meimehen. Stop. I'd love to show it to you, but the Barhetev doesn't quote it. So if you don't have an actual Magen Avraham, I'm sorry to say, I feel very bad this was left out. I'm so sorry. I'll read it to you again one more time. If you want, you can put it on the board. Whatever, I'll read it to you. The cave and the insult of a man, lo have them a fire cloud, that's easy. Lo dom and the zeis and vanovim, the rov are olam socht and os and the man. I am not a happy camper. Tell me why I'm not a happy camper. Tell me why. I'm unhappy twice over. Yeah? Correct. One is Rov Olam, and I suggest it's only Rov Paris. Right? Rov Olam. Rov Olam is true of, for all I know, of, yeah, as I said, that should be, that okay. So the Magen Avraham may hold, Rav Osai, that in this context of what? Of Kvashim Mishlok, as you're talking about Schita Lechatchila, the fact that Rov Olam is enough to come up with a chumrah. Here's my second kashrut. I'm not having a camper. Who cares? How does the Magen Avraham know that since Rov Olam is sochlem a man, that is an issur the gufam? Who said so? Who said it's true? It's against the Gemara. This Magen Avraham. What the Magen Avraham say? It came out against the Gemara. I don't say against the Gemara, but I don't understand it. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says the Meimeim Chayav Chatos and the Gufon is Mutter. Right? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan didn't we have today? You don't remember. Open the Gemara Kuf Meimeim and Aleph one more time. You guys have to be in the Sugya. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Come on. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Echad Kvashim V'Echad Shlokos the Gufon Mutter the Meimeim Chayav Chatos. So if Rabbi Yochanan says Yechayev chatz meimayim, afal pikein the gufan is mutter, from one extreme to the other. Why can't it be true by zaysan avim as well? Who cares? Zaysan avim rova olam rova peiros. Look at rova shmov blov. I don't care what it is. It's still mutter bipshuto. What le gufa? So the Magen Avraham will presumably say that kvashim and shlokos. Like as the Rambam said, mixes for them are sochten also, and therefore they were matir le gufa. Whereas zaysin vanovim, since rov are sochten also, they were not matir le gufa. Presumably some kind of exer. I can't stop him from saying that. There's no proof. How does he know it's true? How does the Magen Avraham know it's true? That's why our first kasha is not is really subservient to the second kasha. If you give a teres to the second kasha, they'll probably take care of the first kasha too. How did the Magen Avraham prove from the fact that zaysim anovim are doraisa that it's asur le gufa? Kvashim mishlokos doraisa and it's still mutar le gufa. Yeah, have a teres.
Some of the Rishonim write that by fruits that nobody is soche, even if you're soche then le mehen or whatever, it doesn't matter. Because
correct.
And therefore, even if you do it lemayim, it's not considered lemayim. No one does it.
That's the Shulchan Aruch pass that way. You're right.
So why can't the Magen Avraham say the opposite? That because it's doraisa. Why is it doraisa according to everybody? Because the only thing you ever write that because everyone uses olives and grapes for oil or for wine, right? Anytime you're socheted, right? It's defined as shechita. It doesn't matter that you're going, right? Bartla daito e do, meaning to do it for itself. That's not why you squeeze grapes.
I heard from you or something that 29% of people are not using the grapes for the wine. Bartla daito. 29%, hey.
It proves it from the fact that it's daraisa. I mean, the reason, it's not just that.
But the raisa doesn't, won't cut it. Because kvashim and shlokos are daraisa. And the kote of Yochanan, the meimein chayav chadas, and the gufan is mutter. It's counterproof. So I want to be charitable to the Magen Avraham. I'm saying I can't disprove him completely. I can't disprove him completely because you could say that kvashim and shlokos only mixes for the Adam, as the Rambam said, and zeisim banavim is roh b'nei Adam. I can't disprove, utterly disprove him, but I can't, he has no proof either.
That may be the case, but like the, you know.
I want to know how the Magen Avraham know that what he's saying is true.
Well, some of the Rishonim say that even if you have a case where a lot of people do it, but it's not considered normal, then minhagim ain't no minhag, and batal daitam anyways. Right?
We're going to get those details we have to get to in terms of the this place. That we have. That was supposed to be the shiur, and we're not up to it yet.
Right, the Magen Avraham case hold that far, but now
that's the one that you have in front of you. So maybe we'll get to that in a few minutes. Still have some time. But yesterday, they didn't start on time. Mincha, no? I ran down like crazy. Just want to start 3 minutes early for Mincha. Did they? They did? I don't think so. Let's see what they cry wolf. I don't know. Rabbi, now we come to another problem in the Magen Avraham, which is a serious issue. I read it in Amos. I feel better in front of you. We have another line. It's again in Sifkotan Tess. Vim tzorach le meimeyen osur. Af al gav de shar peres mutal ischot afil le meimeyen. Why? De ein shame mashke olav. Why? But la daita, right? You said, no one does it. It's a mere chen amatsui. What do you call it? Watermelon? No. Cantaloupe juice. It's a cantaloupe juice. It doesn't exist. I don't care what the physicist says. It's considered to be a meichel. Catches now. Masha ain kein hacha. What's hacha mean? Kvashim ashlokos. Tohoya shame mashke olav mikodem. The last word is mikodem. What does that mean? Mikodem. Where is that coming from? Mikodem. Why does he say mikodem? What's he driving at with this word mikodem? What's he talking about? So the Nishmas Adam takes him to task for this word mikodem. He doesn't understand why he said that. He doesn't understand it. What's the word mikodem doing there? This is sof enesif cotton base. What does mikodem mean? Take a look, if you will, in Rashi over here on Kufem Hamad Alf. Kufem Hamad Alf. Look, please, carefully. Potter, she'ein ze mefarek, she'ein hamashke hazeh yotzei min hakvashim shelo gadol besochar. Fine. It's a question whether it was there from the beginning or not there from the beginning. So the Nishmas Adam understood what mikodem to mean, that the mashke did not grow within the fruit. And that's why a potter, as Rashi said. He has two questions. Number one, we don't pass like Rashi. We pass like Tosfos. And number two, that's not a reason to make you chayav. The lashon of the Magen Avraham is, in contrast to May Paris, to Shar Paris, Mashen Kein Hocha, Tohoyo Shem Mashk Olav Mikodem. And if it weren't Mikodem, it would also be different. Why does he throw the word Mikodem in? This is a tremendous kasha. That's a svar l'ptur, according to Rashi, not l'chiyuv. Going in the wrong direction. Those are the two kashas of the Nishmas Adam and of Sivkot and Beis. Tremendous kashas. So I thought that the word Mikodem in the Magen Avraham is Lav Davka. Lav Davka. It's only said in contrast to Peiris. When it comes to Peiris, Rabbi Osai, there's no Shem Mashke on it at all. He mentioned it the truth. Emes Noka. And the Magen Avraham will agree to what the Nishmas Adam says, Pshat. That kvashim and shlokos are omdim l'schita liktsas bnei adam kitutim, and therefore the shame mashke aleihem, Rabbi Osai, midrabanan. midrabbanan, as opposed to shar peris, not kol mashke at all. And why did he use the word mikodim? I'll tell you, I thought why. Rabosai, kvashim and shlokos, according to Rav, are different. Why? Did you look up in the article or something? Why are kvashim and shlokos different according to Rav? What did Rav say? Omar, gufa Rav, Omar, kvashim shesachtanam Rav, gufa botle memeyem potter, Rav alasim, ushlokos, ben the gufa ben the memeyem mutter. Rabbi said, why? Why is Rav more makel by shlokos than by kvashim? Anybody? Who looked it up? A big room of pillar people. No one looked it up? Yeah? Right, kvashim are pickles, and this is boiled vegetables.
So boiled. By the pickles, you want that juice in the pickle, because that's what gives it flavor. Uh-huh. By the shlokos, that was just a way of changing the form.
Correct. Correct. So the Ran, the pseudo Ran says, I wrote it down, the Lashon, the pseudo Ran. Ushlokos, kevan shen is bashlu likdeira, afilu lemeyem, lav mashkehu ela ochel. Which I understood to me, that shlokos are more kal. Why? Because those liquids were just there to cook it. You can't cook carrots without water. So the water is just there to cook the carrots. So whatever water was absorbed into the carrot, now you want to squeeze it out, that has a shame machel, not a shame mashke. As opposed to kvashim, where according to Rav, at least with Rabbanan, it has a shame mashke. Of course, the question is going to be, which we raised yesterday, why is daglet zero the same as shlokos, not the same as kvashim? I still know my facts. And I want to look up the facts, internet. Daglet zero, what does it mean exactly? So we, again, Rabbi said tomorrow at 11, if there's is showtime. You have to know by then what's going on with you. I need your answer before then. Yeah.
Would a person eat that
seer
from the
dog? I don't know. You have to look it up for me. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on with it exactly. Comes the moment of Roman says, Rabosai, that's according to Shitas Rav. We don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like Shmuel, that shlokos are also asur. Shlokos are also asur. Why? Because what the Ran said by shlokos, that lav mashku elocha, we don't paskin that way. We paskin it is a what? It is a mashke. Bipshuto Rabosai, the pshat is, it's still a mashke. It's still a mashke. Same as by kvash. The Mogen Ram conveys an impression, no. Now it's not a mashke. So now Mikra Dina should have been mutter according to Shmuel, the same as according to Rav. But they made a gzera otu before the bishul. Or perhaps they will miskakal the bishul. Wouldn't be mavushal kol tzarek, make a mistake. That's the simple read of the Mogen Ram pshat in Shmuel. Pshat in Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. Look beferish. We paskin like Shmuel twice. First, we paskin like Shmuel in Siv Zayin, that shlokos is the same as kvashim. And in Siv Ches, hasochet dog letziro, dinak hasochet kvashim ushlokos to the man, that is, in fact, usher. And the Mogen Avraham shocks me over here. In Siv Katan Yud Beis, this time I believe it's quoted in the Mishnah Berura. In the Mishnah Berura, I believe. Let's take a look at him for a minute. Yud Beis in Mogen Avraham says on those words, Hasoche Daglet Zero, says as follows: Lav Mashkehu El Ochel V'chein Shlokos. Rashi Kuf Mem Hei Dibra Maslo V'Daglet Zero V'Dibra Maslo Shlokos. That's Rashi. Vafilu hachi aser, vahainu kevan shahoya shame mashkal of mikodem. Again, mikodem. Of course, there's a big problem in this Rabbeinu in the Mogen Avraham. The Rashi is going to go and going to whom? Rabbeinu, going to whom? Which amora? Look inside. Look in Dibra Maschil v'daglet zero. The Maschil shlok. According to whom are they going? You should know by yourself who they're going. They're going according to Rav. We pass like Shmuel. What's the Mogen talking about? So apparently, the Mogen Avraham is saying a chiddush that even Shmuel agrees to Rav in principle, that they're considered an ochel right now, but it was a mashk olav mikodem. It was originally considered to be in the category of a mashke, and therefore Shmuel said it's osim b'derabbanon, Rabosai. Osim b'derabbanon, osim b'derabbanon. And then the Machon Avraham says, I need your help on this one, please. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Kosav the dag letziro mutal lesochto, v'tzorech ir niyashiv devarav. And he just wanted to bring it to me tomorrow. It's the Siv Yud Beis Cheleches Ayin Zayin Amud Dalet. What's so schwer? Maybe passes like Rav. Rav Shmuel and Lushit Adu Yifal Rav. You know. Do you know why most Rishonim pass like Shmuel? I'm gonna look it up. You saw the rush, the riff. You saw why. Baisai. You know why most people pass like Shmuel? Yochid v'Rabin, halacha k'Rabin. Rabbi Yochanan said it's all the rice. Everything's the rice. Bosh Shlokos is the rice. Rab says Shlokos is even mutamash. Shmuel is a centrist. Shmuel says everything is also, but only the Rabbanon. So he's always two against one on Shmuel's side. Rav and Shmuel gang up on Rabbi Yochanan and say, no Dorais, so be it. But if we reject the Rach. But Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel gang up on Rav and say that Shlokos is also, whether the Dorais or Rabbanan. So we pass it against Rav and not the Kuda. We always pass like two against one. That's what it says in the Rosh. Two, we pass two against one. Very nice. Very nice. Maybe. I don't have the text. Maybe the Dorais there. Maybe pass like Rav all the way through. We got luck, Rabbi Yisur. I have Yochanan. Kash, I don't know how to deal with it exactly. So I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. I can't say what the kash is. I don't have it in front of me. But Bosai, I have to say, we're trying to approach the sugya from the basics, working our way on up. We now have to begin, and we have about 10 minutes to go. Begin the Mogan Avraham that you all have in front of you, which is Sivkot and Aleph. And I'm sorry that you didn't have the other ones. I just goofed it. So Sivkot and Aleph, for those who have a regular Shulchan Aruch, is going on the first Ramah in the Siman. Let's read together Sif Aleph. You have the Mishnah Berurah, it's good enough. But both of us look together. Please, together. Zeisim v'anovim osa l'softa. V'byotza mi'at v'an asurim. Afil lo hayu omdim elu l'achilu. V'tutim rimonim osa l'softa. If you ask me atzman, im om de belachi le mutter, om de belach mashkin os, shakol a peres, mutter le sochtan, stam, het a gamma. Rambo. Everything starts to Rambo. Uva mokom shenagu liskot eze peres lishtos meima machmas tzoma otanu. Dino ke tutem v'rimona. It's not a gzeres akos of tutem v'rimona. Just a thousand of minig to make drinks out of them. It's whatever you use to make juice today, right, in New York. You make juice from something, so then it's asim b'derabbanan. Avlam dogul the softo the refuel of ayin. For medicine, that's but the diet only for sick people. The calls a dafel liskod also. Avlam mut. Okay, let's stop here. Stop right away. Mut mimtos. We'll get to that later on. Let's first take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, which we have everyone has in front of him. Then we're going to turn our attention to the Mogen Avraham. Okay. Mashma, the also makom osur uvishar makomos shari. Right, is that what it sounds like? Right, sounds clear. Only osur in that place. Achim derech laolicha mashka shel peres bimakom lemakom osur b'chol ola. Fine. B'chol zeh uledaser amo. Aval amogan Avraham herich b'inyan zeh. You better believe it, herich. Rabbosai, this is 15 lines. Dense print. That's called herech, I would say. Umaskon also. We're not exactly clear what his maskon is. If you saw, I couldn't clear the maskon. But this is Mishnah Berurah, gives you his maskon. V'yem no da'alom shebe'ezem mokum nogu l'sokul l'mashke v'afilu ha'nogim b'zeh rak miktus b'nei odom machmas yeshem peres harbei v'lo ir shlema osur machmas zeh l'schot b'chol mokum V'chein kosvu kama achronim. He's machmer more than the Ramah. Ramah asked in that place, the Magen Avraham asks throughout the entire world. That's point number one. Point number two. O kosev the Magen Avraham. We'll see, we have it in front of us. The davka binyan shim hoya l'chol ha'olam peiris harbe ke'elu. Hoya sochtem asam. Then we're machmer. Ava b'lavachi, in the case where we other people have it and don't squeeze it. Armina de butla data. Maybe he's wrong on that point. Fahani agasim. This is again coming from Magen Avraham. Shekorin berens peloshin. What berens mean? Pears. Also the softa. Why? Eshemedinos Ashkenaz nagul the softa the mashke. Efsha. Shem hoya lechol olam harbe. If you had a lot of pears in Poland, hoya gam ken soften. Period. Avla peirish ain haderech klal asofta b'shem makom mutal asofta fit lemashke ukana. Period. That's all. The Bach is more machmer. He asks us against the Shulchan Aruch. They don't have to worry about Medina. Finished. That's all. Good. The rest is not so relevant. Fine. Adka. Kerabal said with me so far. We read it. Where do you get it from? Let's just spend a few minutes going through this Magen Avraham Sifkot and Tess. L'chor HaTzarechim, the Rav Beis Yosef Kosav, you know the Lana Shebishim Mokom Sochtin Priya Echad Osla Sochtin K'she Ashtin Berimonim Shasru in the Sochtin Mishim Devei Menashe Shir Rabim, as opposed to one nut. U'kidach Hashin in the Minik Arvim Ebe Mekayim Kotzim Bekerem, end quote of the Beis Yosef. Right? Im Kain Mashma De'im. With me? B'makom echad nagul l'sachto, also b'chol ha'olam l'sachto. V'lama kosev ramah v'makom v'chule, mashe de b'osa makom also de b'shar makom o'shari. Great kasha, right? This is the kasha. Ramah's against the Gemara. Abel nirali, the Moshe emes v'toros emes. Who's Moshe?
Moshe.
Ramah. V'divir abes yosef t'muin. Oh, look at this. Oh, why? The whole shakli v'tarev v'gemara aliba the Rab Elezer. Who's Rab Elezer? Take a look. Rab Elezer's kuf mem dalin amid beis. Give a look, please. Kuf mem dalin amid beis. Who was Rab Elezer? Rab Elezer says shekain ba'arvia mekaimin kotze sodos digmaleim. Rab Elezer says that it's a problem of a kalayim. Look at Rab Elezer. Vanan kaimelin kachachamim. As it says in your Yerodeh and Reish Tzadivav Sif Yudalit, the Daka ba'oso mokom shemekayman kotzim osel b'kayman uv'shar mekom osharim. And ken hachi nami hadin kain in Shabbos too. So the reality, so far it's a roller coaster. So far Moshe emes v'saros emes. Why? I the Beis Yosef said, you see in the Gemara, it's also one place, it's also everywhere. Yes, Rebbe Elezer speaking. We don't pass the Bagdad Rabban and Hilchos Klayim. So now the Ramah's on top. Who's on the bottom? Beis Yosef. It's like a wrestling match. Who's on top? Who's on the bottom? First, we had a Kasha, the Ramah's against the Beis Yosef. Is he right? But the Beis Yosef is wrong. The Ramah's right. Because the Beis Yosef is saying, quote, the Rabban, let's pass the Rabban. Fine. With the Shabbos, Tzadi Beis Aminon, Echad me Anshe Hutzal, Shahotzi Masui Al Rosho Potter, Afal Pisha Anshe Iro Osim Kane. But lo daitam eitzel kol odom. V'chein pasuk shtim en shin pei vav siv vav gabi bosom. Kosva tosvos. This is the one I asked you to see in the Maram Akomas in Tzadi Beis. V'lo dami the kotzim ba'arviya. The hosam. This is the tzvarosh we saw earlier. Im hoya l'chol ha'olam rov gemal in kama ba'arviya. Hoya mekayim en kotzim. V'chein im hoya l'chul yam rimonim harbe kama ba'beis menasha. Hoya sochtim. For the chayin, he have a base minasha, astro, have a chashivi, end quote. But what? Anche hutzal, look, they have heads and I have a head. They carry on their head and I don't. And what's wrong with my head? So since we have the same equipment, a head, Baruch Hashem, and we don't do what they're doing, so then we say, but the daita, This is the distinction of Tosfos. Says the Magen Avraham, when we come again, the Gemara Issa Behedra, Shabes Menashe lo hoya makom elechad gavra, v'imkein lama asu lischa rimonim. Back to the question. Why is there a mo'asa rimonim? We're pilpling if it's us. Is it us here, us everywhere? Why is it us in the first place? Only one person. V'dochak lomar shamakshin v'tarsinim v'cholokam v'metzius. We're going to go for the metzius. As the Beis Yosef said, so the question is going to be, so if it's only one person, so why is there a problem with even with Rimona? We all know took the Rimona's house, so why? It's only one person, Father Daita. Zelashan Aramba. Also, this called Tutan of Rimonim Holo Mixas. We saw this yesterday. The other soft and awesome Kazesim Vanovim, Mishar Paris. Whoa. Kazesim Vanovim, period. Ushar Paris, Mutta the soft and fish, and everybody see the Ad Kal Nashoma. The Kankos of a Rif. The Gamhevi Hod, the Rav Chista. Is that what it is? I'll make sure I get my Rosh Tavis right. Please give me a second. Gamhevi. One second, please. One second. Yeah. Hod Rav Chista. Im kein tzorach lomar. The Rav Chista ochi kama. Kevan de miktes bnei odom. Soch ten oson. Vuhu akshevinu. Gam kein havele mashke. The Mogan Avram. We saw this yesterday in Be'er Halacha. On his own was mechaber to the Ramban. What did Ramban say? That the only time we say that achshavinu is only in the case where some people do it. One meshugana does it, we don't say achshavinu. The Magen Avraham thought of this svara on his own. The Ramban said it, he didn't have a Ramban, it wasn't printed. Shoto agadolim. They figure out the Rishonim on their own. This is the opinion of the Ramban. This is against Rashi. Rashi suggests we should achshavin even by what? By Shar Peris. Even though nobody does it. It's a butler daita kind of situation. And the Ramban says no. Says no. And on his own, the Magen Avraham is mechavin to the Ramban. Rabosa, I'd love to go further, but I just can't. They may start mincha in a minute. So we'll have to stop here. Make a note in the Magen Avraham where we're up to. Tomorrow, when I read the rest of the Magen Avraham, I hope you'll give me a teretz to the Rach and the Metzius of the Daglet Zero. And then we're going to talk about Yom Kippur and Sukkot as well. If you have any shilas, tomorrow you win. There at the last year. I mean, what happened last time? May happen again. Oh, the Chavrusis. We need that tomorrow morning. I'm going to go around the room. Everyone should be in the base measure at 9 o'clock. I want to make sure you have Chavrusis. So we're going forward after the Yom Kippur.
I have to do this now.
That's it.